Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our friend George Troy. And George is a consultant with the Grayson Company, and he is the author of The Five Laws of Retail. He's a retail expert, and he's here to talk to us, continue to talk to us about what we need to be focusing on as we imagine, as we think about the true, complete post-pandemic economy, which the economists, George, are saying that 2021 GDP is going to be like 5-6%. Now, that means somebody's going to be buying a lot of stuff, and if you're selling stuff, you don't want to be out of stock or not have access to it for pretty close delivery. And as all that money comes rolling out, you want to take advantage of this. You could literally recover whatever you've lost in the last year. You could recover that in the next year if you're ready for it. What do we got to do?
Right, Jim. I think you're absolutely right about that. With the pent-up demand, there's a great opportunity to build upon your business. And I think the first step, one of the first steps is to partner with your suppliers and arrange for future deliveries, because you can't do business out of an empty box. So you want to have the goods there, whether they're, like we were saying before, whether they're shoes or apparel or sporting goods or whatever it is that your Main Street store is selling, you want to have the goods. So you can plan now for deliveries in the summer and the fall. And, of course, next Christmas, it's not too early to do that. But you want to ask your partners, you want to partner with your suppliers so that you have some flexibility. Place orders and have them subject to cancellation or delay or expanding even. If your purchase plan calls for 10,000 of something or other, then you want to be able to expand that if the need arrives.
How about this, George? How about if we're going to have supply chain issues. There's no question. It's not possible for us to go from zero to six GDP without supply chain issues. I just can't imagine that. And your suppliers, your vendors, they're going to be devoted to the people who've been devoted to them, who the people they know they can count on. So you're just going to need to spend more time talking to them and letting them know that they can count on you for a certain amount of business. Otherwise, they're going to go somewhere else. They're going to send their limited stock to somebody who's already had that conversation with them. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And it's one of the things that I talk about in the first chapter in the book, The Five Laws of Retail, is it's what you want to make sure is that you have a healthy and happy community. Not just your suppliers, but also your employees, if you have employees or if it's a small shop, and your customers. See all of those three parts as a community of people who share common goals and needs and so forth. So that's what I really think of in terms of partnership, that you're part of the same community and looking for the same goals. And that includes your employees and your customers. And if you look at it that way, then you have a greater chance of success.
How about this, George? How about if you said to your vendors, identify the ones that you think can give you the most access over the next 12 months and say, and I think you should be thinking at least 12 months, even though there's only, there's not 12 months left in this year. You need to be thinking about into next year. Say to them this: what do I have to do to make sure that you consider me to be a reliable outlet for your inventory, for your stock? What do I have to do to make you feel comfortable to be able to count on me? What do you think about that, George?
Well, yeah. I mean, people, if you're honest and upfront and just lay it on the table like that, it works. And you can also give them a commitment. Depending upon the category of merchandise, depending on what it is you're selling, it's often advisable to have fewer vendors that you're more important to.
Yep.
In other words, instead of 10 different suppliers, maybe the number is 6 or 7, and that you're more important to them, and then they are more important to you, so that you partner with them in that way. The second thing, another part of that, is to have an agreement. Have it in writing, even.
Yeah.
It's great to do everything by handshake, and it's not that you don't trust anybody, but if you're like me, you forget what the details are. And you want to have the flexibility to return goods at the end or extend deliveries or
maybe
payment schedule.
Maybe even if the payments terms, get that out there. And maybe even that you might even find somebody who will give you some consignment stuff. You know,
that's right.
Go ahead. Last thoughts.
That's
last
right.
Thoughts, George. What do we need to know last?
Pardon?
Last thoughts. I got about 30 seconds.
Oh, well, the last thought is that, you know, I want to offer to your vendor, to your listeners, too, that I will be happy to give them a free consulting session. If they want to contact me through my website, www.georgetroy.com, they contact me through there, and I'd be happy just to spend one second bouncing ideas.
Thank you for that, George. George Troy, T-R-O-Y, by the way, folks. The book is called The Five Laws of Retail. We'll get George back again another day. He always does a good job for us. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.